But now it's time to talk about something a little more serious, a very, very serious issue that has been brought back to the forefront. Now, 2 years ago on this show, I remember talking with Grant Lipschultz, now of NBC, about the fact that we were talking about health care, which was passed just over 2 years ago by the Obama administration and Congress. Now there is a chance that the health care law could be repealed. For 3 days this week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the Supreme Court of the United States listened to a lawsuit that 26 of the 50 states are involved in, saying that the law is unconstitutional. They're pushing for the law to either be totally repealed or at least for certain sections. They started to back off and they were looking at certain sections. Example, the individual mandate.
Right.
That has been a huge point of contention. The question is, what is the constitutionality of the law? Now, yesterday I was fortunate enough to speak with a law professor at Syracuse University, Keith Bybee, and he talked about the precedent, if based off the precedent of before, whether this law or not is constitutional.
Well, constitutionally, if you look at the meaning of the Commerce Clause, which, as determined by the Supreme Court, most of the precedent, actually virtually all the precedent, is in favor of the legislation. So if you're doing a straight reading of judicial decisions and the way in which the scope of congressional regulatory authority has been interpreted in those decisions, you would expect the law to be upheld.
So interesting. He said that based off of the past, you'd expect the law to be upheld. Now, what he said after that was also the thing is that this court is probably as conservative of a court
yes.
that has existed, especially in the modern era.
Well, and even
and they're a trailblazing court, and they're going to try to maybe set their own precedents. And this could set a huge precedent if, let's say, they repealed it.
Right.
Set a huge precedent on what Congress can do and the powers of Congress beyond just health care, just in anything.
Well, and you take a look also at now the last two justices that have been affirmed to the Supreme Court, Kagan and Sotomayor, two liberal justices on the court. But from everything that's happened the last 3 days, the swing judge, Justice Kennedy, has really gone out and has questioned, has really taken a really skeptical look at the constitutionality of the law. And the unfortunate thing about this whole situation is that there's just no way. I mean, is as much that people will say it's not going to get politicized.
But
there's,
it is.
There's no doubt that this will not get politicized, because if it gets struck down, you want to talk about a blow to the Obama administration.
Oh, it's huge.
The Obama administration in its first 4 years, there was the opportunity to fix the economy, and they based their entire 4 years at the start, at least. The big first project was health care.
That's correct. And they really gave up everything for it.
Right.
Now, it's interesting that you were talking about Justice Kennedy. The other interesting person here, and we'll run a clip here
from Justice Roberts as well.
Right. We'll run a clip from Professor Bybee, and just listen to what he says, and then I'll talk about this coming out of it.
That all eyes are turned towards Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Kennedy. And the question really is going to be, which side do they come down on? Seem to have 4 votes in support of upholding all parts of the law, and 3 committed votes to overturning all parts of the law. And so the question seems to be, in which direction and in how far are Justice Kennedy and Chief Justice Roberts willing to move?
I'm Matt Pfeiffer and Giancarlo Rulli here on Orange Day, talking about the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court's listening to arguments about the constitutionality of the health care law, also known to many as Obamacare. So that was Professor Keith Bybee, law professor at Syracuse University. Interesting that Roberts has become a key vote here, because he is pretty conservative. He was nominated by President George W. Bush. Interesting that he's actually been very much on the fence.
Right.
That there are parts of this law that he sees as constitutional, and it's very interesting to listen to the justices. They really seem to be wrestling if they're going to repeal anything or have anything repealed. Do you repeal the whole thing and start over? That's what Justice Scalia
and Justice Thomas hasn't said a whole lot, but almost everybody knows what the vote's going to go to. There is probably
right.
arguably with Scalia one of the most conservative, and right. Alito as well, but specifically that Clarence Thomas is one of the most conservative justices on that court. And he has been the least vocal out of all the justices during the questioning and the hearings. But again, I think that vote is pretty much set in stone. So really, it's true.
And Ruth Bader Ginsburg's made some very interesting points as well. Should we, namely what I just said, do we remove the whole law? Do we remove pieces? Because there's some people, I believe it was Scalia, was saying he doesn't like the idea of removing pieces because that almost puts the judiciary in the position of legislating, which he doesn't believe is constitutional, which if you follow the Constitution strictly, that would be correct. Now, but there is a more interesting thing here, and that is how would all this affect you?
Right.
Namely, I did some research on this yesterday. So obviously, there is the individual mandate. And I did talk to Professor Bybee about this. Let's run this clip about what would happen if the individual mandate is struck down.
If just the individual mandate is struck down, then the most recent estimates seem to suggest somewhere between 16 to 18 million Americans would be affected. Those would be the Americans that would be required to purchase health care who don't currently have it and who would otherwise have to pay a penalty under the individual mandate if that's upheld.
So that, again, Professor Keith Bybee, law professor at Syracuse University, Matt Pfeiffer, Giancarlo Rulli here on Orange State talking about this healthcare law possibly being overruled even by the U.S. Supreme Court. The other people who could be affected, let's say by a total repeal, children who could stay on their parents' healthcare until the age of 26, programs for specific illnesses or specific program, specific health problem programs or programs for specific health problems, if I could talk right.
That's all right. But I think the big key here, too, is that, remember, this is totally reshaping what health care means in America.
Sure.
And so a lot of this stuff is not set to kick in until 2014. And, of course, if parts of it are struck down, that will be an interesting dynamic because you're not going to get the full force of what the change that President Obama wanted through this bill. But again, I like to pose the question out there to our listening audience, 443-4487. Do you believe, even with the Supreme Court as the basis that it is, that it's almost too tough for this thing not to get overly politicized and that how that politicized factor, in would it rule into their ruling, could be an issue?
And I say it automatically is part of the ruling.
I think
people
you have
are
to,
people.
Well, not only that, but because there is such a split divide, not only in Congress, not only in the Senate, but I think it's trickling as well into the judiciary as well, because there's a definite fact that when these people are vetted to get that position as one of the nine justices, that politics plays a key role in that, Matt.
Well, that's because politicians are the ones who approve them.
Right.
So that automatically makes it a politicized thing. And the fact that politicians have gone and spoken in front of the Supreme Court building, guys like Rick Santorum made a stop out there and used it as an opportunity to attack Mitt Romney again. John Kerry was out speaking. Nancy Pelosi was out speaking. Michelle Bachmann was out speaking. And then you have the Tea Party protesters and the pro healthcare protesters all outside, too. This has become a huge issue. It's been the biggest thing this week in D.C. It's been the biggest thing going on. What happens now? Excuse me. When I was talking to our law professor, Professor Bybee, Keith Bybee, he said to me, he said, it's very hard to predict. And frankly, last week, you would have expected the individual mandate to hold. And now there's a great question if it will hold at all because things have changed so much. Now, I've heard many things that really oral arguments don't necessarily mean a lot in the Supreme Court. A lot of times these people make their decisions beforehand.
But to wrap a bow on this, they're saying June is the possible set date.
Is the date. Now, they will make an initial vote today.
Right.
But the ruling should come down in June.
Okay. And that should be because you're going to hear about this now through that point. This is politically politicized from all media networks alike, radio, it doesn't matter. This crosses all boards. This is going to be something that you're going to take a look at. And because it's the importance of what you talked about yesterday, in the sense of with the professor getting that interview and the importance that he sees in the factor of how it could affect also not only just generally the population, but here in the Syracuse community with all the organizations that are kind of in limbo because of the funds that could come up from this healthcare bill.
And Medicaid funds are by states are another thing that could be affected. And the big one is this law says that you cannot be denied health insurance because of pre-existing conditions. That could be turned around on its head, and that we might go back to a point where that could happen again. I don't like that. I'm going to admit that. I do not like that. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I think it almost would be better if they're going to repeal anything, if it's done in pieces. But there's really no way to determine that. They really don't want to go through a 2,700-page bill. I don't blame them. Coming up next on Orange State, right here on Z89, Z89Online.com, and iHeartRadio. I'm going to keep saying that the whole show. We are going to be doing the Orange State of Disarray. We're going to be talking a little local news. And, of course, at the tail end, the audacity of dopes. Jim is preparing over here in the room. You know you don't want to miss it. We'll be right back here on Z89.